Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Yo Bruvs. I'm Ronnie, and hello, everybody. Guess who I'm with? He's adorable and handsome. His name is Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm doing good, babes. How's it going with you over there?
You know, I'm doing well. I'm just looking on Instagram, looking at a volcano going off in Guatemala. You know, just exciting things happening in the world. What's going on with you?
Sorry over there, everybody. My God.
No. It's like it goes off all the time. It's like a known thing and everyone's safe and sound.
Oh, so they're all excited about it?
Yeah. No, it's like a tourist destination. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, I live in the volcano area.
Yeah. It's a volcano.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing good. We are getting ready to go to Charlotte. Charlotte is going to be our next live show. We'll be covering Vanderpump Rules. It's going to be lit. And we also
did a special... There's much to talk about. There probably won't be too much to talk about, right?
You're right.
Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, probably nothing going on.
Yeah, pretty simple episode.
Nothing going on there, guys. It's going to be lit. We also did a special scandal episode of Vanderpump Rules up this week. It's a free bonus. It should be on your feed or on Patreon, which, of course, you could sign up for. And after Charlotte, we're going to be in Atlanta doing Real Housewives of Miami. And then we are going to just keep going for the rest of the month. We've got tons of shows this month. We're going to be going to Denver, Salt Lake City, Seattle, and San Francisco. And that's all just this month. Then we're going through June. So go to watchitcrappens.com and check out those dates and ticket links and all that. Whew, now we're ready to settle in to some Settlers on Summer House.
Of Catan. Oh, shoot. Summer House of Catan. Wow. Yeah. So, fun times. So the episode where we
think that you need to be more important because you sell a lot of sheep.
How many pieces of wood have you given me?
Hey, babe, I love your road. It sounds like the longest road.
Thanks, babe.
You got the longest road I've ever seen, babe.
Thanks.
So we start with Danielle and Kyle because they have just had a fight. And now Danielle is going to keep fighting, but then Kyle is calm now. You know, you never know which Kyle you're going to get. Like, if Kyle's going to be walking off every 2 seconds and yelling, or if you're going to get the end of the drunk Kyle where he's starting to apologize for everything.
Right.
And so she's right on the cusp about to get apology Kyle, so she stays. And she changes from yelling at him for talking about Carl being on drugs and all that in front of everybody into, you need to have a hard conversation with Carl, Kyle.
Yeah. And so Kyle's like, yeah, well, I don't really know what to do. Like, it's killing me. And like, I don't know. I just feel like things are snowballing and nothing feels right.
No pun intended. No pun intended there.
I feel so cracked out by this whole situation. No, sorry.
I mean, things can just turn on a dime bag. You know what I mean?
You know, we've had so many highs and lows. Sorry, no pun intended, Danielle.
I just want us to be back on a smooth hill, you know, like fresh powder. Oh, sorry, shit.
Sorry.
And she's like, well, this feels right. Oh, God, I miss joking about cocaine with you. I didn't want to talk to you, but now I'm so glad I did. And he's like, give me a honestly, I'm sorry, you know, because we're like caught in the middle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, you shouldn't be in the middle just because Carl got, you know, caught behind the eight ball. Again, no pun intended. Sorry.
She's like, yeah, you know, I just can't always be going to bat. Sometimes I just want to have fun. That is my wish for you, ma'am. That is my wish for you. That you get your head out of that woman's ass and live your own life. Because it's many seasons in and it's getting sad at this point. And I believe in you, Danielle. I like you. Okay. We joke about you always being on the train and being up Lindsay's ass and stuff. But I legit like you. So work it out.
Yeah, work it out. So then we get, now it's time to go back to the city where we get our classic Trixie jam, one of my favorites. Don't give up on my love. I think we only got one lyric this time. Sometimes they give us a few more, but it's like, it's one of my favorites. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah. Don't give up on my love. 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 Because that's all they, you know, they can only afford, what is that?
They only get one or two.
Six words.
So, like, yeah. So we see everyone's at it's everyone's in big New York City, city of dreams and careers. And Sam is at work, dressed like a pioneer. She's like, during the work week, I dress like I'm Sarah, plain and tall. And now I'm looking at photos.
I know. So, I was like, Brigham Young relation. Is Heather Young gonna walk in here with a black eye? You know, trying to what's going on?
Little apartment
over here
on the prairie. So she's looking at photos. She's like, I was just going through the photos of that cobalt blue set and like the pleated stretchy one that we love, like the material is just photographed nicely. The color is beautiful. You know, I'll edit some of those photos before Sunday. It's like, you just see the dates in the bottom being like, while she's talking, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. She doesn't shut up.
Yep. And then Chris is taking pictures of Brandy Glanville on the street because he's a photographer. Not really sure what that's about. He's a photographer, but only for like aged out, super fillered people. And he's wearing like an old timey golf hat, which, you know, there's something about his personality.
Yeah, there's a thing.
He's got a little Bagger Vance in him. He really likes the film Bagger Vance.
Yeah.
Like a little old timey golf hat.
He's collecting images. So now it's Wednesday. We're in the Loverboy offices, and there's a cutout of Amanda against the wall, and their little dogs are freaking out because they are confused by dual Amandas, and so they're just losing their mind. And she's printed out these proofs for Loverboy, which, by the way, it's so cool. It's so cool that she can actually do that. I actually think that graphic designers are so cool what they can make, because whenever I do stuff on Photoshop, I'm like, well, that looks nice. And then graphic designers just make stuff that looks just so cool. I'll just say so cool five more times. So then she tells us, Kyle, we finally got a Loverboy office, and it's like right across the hall, like far enough away where I don't have to talk to Kyle or hear his voice all day long, but I can still say, Kyle, and he'll hear me.
This is the best variety pack I think I've ever seen. This is the best. And so they start talking about Carl. She's like, did Carl send his email, Kyle? And he's like, yeah. And like, he's going to come over. We're going to like talk it through. And so Carl shows up with his backpack. And his dog barks. And Carl's like, sorry, he hates cardboard cutouts. Oh, it's actually me, Carl. So, I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Feel unappreciated.
Yeah, this office looks great, by the way. There's a lot to talk about, obviously. Like, I had an awkward moment with that cutout when I asked it to put its weight on me. It turns out it was pretty light because it's a cutout. That was strange.
All right, man. Amanda, go. Okay, go. She's like, my. So then Kyle and Carl sit down, and he's like, look, man. And Carl's like, there's lots to talk about, obviously. So he's like, yeah. Well, okay, just to get it off. Okay, first and foremost, like, is our friendship. Because I feel bad about last weekend because, like, you know, it's been a slow build. And it was coming out in the form of a venting situation, you know, which hopefully you have in your current which thankfully you had in your old apartment. Otherwise, you'd be dead from the fumes of whatever drugs you were smoking, which I happen to mention. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, that was kind of like a low blow, but bro, I'm cool. But you know, I'm down with a low blow because it sort of sounds like low bro, and I see what you're saying. I understand the pun that I accidentally just said. So, hey bro, you're allowed to voice your frustrations and vent. But it was hard to hear that from Danielle because she has eating a tuna sandwich. And I was like, what do you say? You stop eating your tuna sandwich and tell me. But anyway, I'm struggling.
I never knew that I could hear the sound of red onions crunching, but I can't. Yeah. So
I think she used gherkins. It was really crunchy. So I've struggled at times to assess whether or not gherkins are good in a sandwich. And to understand what like makes sense for me is mainly celery in my tuna. So like I've been basically wearing the VP of sales hat, and I've got to be the guy who's like the face of the brand, and I've got to do public appearances and meet people and doing events. And like, have you ever been to a Harris Teeter? Do you know what that's like? It's a lot.
So I was like, I've been wearing all these hats, and it's just like a lot of hats. And like, I feel like walking away because like, I'm like, I have hair still. You know what I mean? And this is like a lot of hats. Like, why aren't I out showing my hair? Like, that's a solid, solid thing to have in this day and age.
Yeah, because like when you wear a lot of hats, you know what you get? Hat head. And that's like not cool.
So he's saying he's having to do his job and do events and do samplings in grocery stores and shit like that, which means he's not being compensated separately. So he's saying like, listen, if I'm your VP of sales and I'm doing sales, great. But if you want me to go as a TV personality to these things, I want my appearance fee as well, which to me sounds fair. Just gonna say it.
And so to me fair. Sounds fair, except for this part where Kyle says, when I read your email, like you're talking about how much time you're putting in. And like when you talk about working 90 hours, I was struggling these last couple of months to figure out if you're working 40 hours, like no one sees you anywhere. Kurt goes,
really? And he's like, yeah, because like, I'm just not hearing from you. And a lot of people aren't hearing from you. And it's if you look around this busy office, look around.
I recognize there's no like cardboard cutout for me here. And so like probably that would change things. But like, I would completely agree. I feel inadequate, and like I feel like I've missed things, and like for whatever reason, I haven't had the eye on the ball sometimes because I get distracted with the other things in the business that like just like come inherently. So anyway, I just want to just stop me before I start making any sort of sense. Okay.
Yeah. So okay. So you are fucking up at your job.
So he is fucking up.
Okay. So you're fucking up at your job. You're not doing what you want. What you're supposed to. You're losing clients, and now you're saying you want a raise. No. Fired. Fire him. Get out.
Listen, I think I want to help you reevaluate how you spend your time, and I just like want to make sure you're spending your time wisely.
I was thinking that maybe we could have a different job title. Like I was thinking like VP of You Look Great, Babe. Think that would work?
I'd like to be like president of White Jeans. So really love that. But look, seriously, I hate not having a clear answer for you about what I want. But Lindsay hasn't given me one yet. So I'm just waiting for that.
And Kyle's like, listen. Well, I'm listening.
No, I just want to say I hate having a firm answer for you about like what exactly I want to do. I don't really know what I want to do, but all I do know is that I want more money for it.
I just want
you to pay me like for three jobs, but like I'll just fail it. Like I don't know, some of them sometimes, or maybe all of them. I don't really know.
I don't know.
So Kyle's like, candidly, we should rethink your job title and make you feel appreciated and do what you like to do.
Oh my God, that's a great idea. Oh, that's a great, I love that. It's like generic. And I can walk out of here and just say I won to Lindsay so she doesn't hurt me.
Okay. that's a great idea.
Okay, well, friend to friend, like let's never let this happen again, because whether it's like tension between our girls, mainly because of Lindsay, or our businesses, mainly because of Lindsay, I don't ever want to feel how I was feeling, aka the victim of Lindsay. Okay.
Yeah. So now this is the song you like.
Man. Oh, you're right. I was doing the wrong one.
I was like, I don't think that that's the right.
Yeah,
tune,
you're right. I just saw this.
Don't get in my way.
I gotta make it today. Don't get in my way.
Yeah, that's your favorite.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm in traffic and I sing that song and I'm like, oh, it's Ben's favorite summer house song. Don't get in my way. Hey. I'm going to make it today.
And then we don't know what comes after that.
And we never will. You know?
It's actually a song about running late. Don't get in my way. I've got to make it today.
It's Carl. The Danielle theme.
Yeah.
Trying to make it on the trains from seasons 1 through 5.
Yeah. So now they're off to the Hamptons. We got one car that's being driven by Sam, and Gabby and Sierra and Maya are in it. And then Sam is like, guys, I just want to make a blanket statement that if you have any complaints about my driving, same here.
And they're like, as long as we arrive alive. And so then Kyle and Amanda pick up Chris. And Chris is like, was there like an animal back here? Kyle's like, yeah, there's one of those back there. He's like, oh, God. All right, guys, if I start sneezing, you're allergic to dogs. Okay, who cast you know this?
Chris is a dud. I think it's. I hope that they just have the balls to just fire him mid-season and replace him, because this is actually the show that you can do that. His energy is very his energy is like I talk a lot about yes and. It's the opposite of that. His like humor is always like, really? That's crazy, which is sort of one of Alex's problems from last year. Although Alex ended on a high net where everyone was like, oh, Alex. But I don't think Chris is. Yeah, he's a dud. He's a dud.
Yeah, he's a dud. They're asking him how his week is. He's like, good. I got a facial for the first time ever. What sparked it? Did you feel dirty from the summer house? Yeah.
And then Sam and Gabby went on a double date last night, we found out. And then Sierra's like, oh, what happened to Josh? And Sam is like, I think he's still a cutie and everything, but I wasn't feeling romantically obsessed with him. And he said something about like his type are older women whose face look a little bit like plastic masks. I don't know. It's weird to me. Because in case anyone didn't hear, Josh is now dating Madonna.
Oh my God. That is so crazy. Oh. I will never forget. I think I said this on the show already, so I'm sorry, but Michelle fucking Collins. Okay. She is so funny. She put on her Twitter a picture of Madonna when Madonna was like, her face is crazy. God bless her. You know, she's just doing too much to it. And she was trying to do all these nude, sexy photo shoots for her socials. And so Michelle put up a nude picture of her and it says hashtag barbarian. And I watched that whole movie just to figure out what Michelle Collins was talking about. And that's all I could think about when I saw the picture of that personal trainer butting up with Madonna. Oh, come on, Michelle.
Yeah, I still don't know the context because I don't do scary movies, but I just imagine it's disturbing. And
I don't want to spoil it, but I'll tell you later.
Yeah, I really try hard not to shame Madonna's plastic surgery, because I feel like A, if she wants to do it, she can do it. B, I feel like it's a larger indictment on the society that made her feel like she had to do it. Yada, 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 yada. But that being said, it's not good.
I fart on that opinion. I just farted. And I said fart, which I never say. Also, I fussed on that opinion.
But by the way, isn't it so reassuring that like we can always have faith in personal trainers willing to pour themselves out for a rich older lady.
Well, Madonna loves a personal trainer. Isn't Lourdes' father a personal trainer?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. You go, Madonna. You get your training.
Listen, I'm happy for Madonna. She should get a hot young thing. I want her to get a hot young thing.
And Chris is weird anyway. He doesn't want to dance. He doesn't want to do anything but sit there. You know, that's probably why he wants to date older.
Yeah.
What mm-hmm. I call him, Sam?
Chris.
Chris. Oh, because Chris is next. So Chris is like, you guys excited about the weekend? And Kyle's like, yeah, our good friend Andrea had to be in town. He's going to spend the weekend. He talks funny. And Chris is like, oh, yeah, where's he from? And Amanda's like, Italia!
And Gabby, in the other car, Gabby is like, oh, is this like the nice Italian man that carries our bags? Please tell me he's not a cancer. Please tell me he's not a cancer.
And Sierra says, I don't know about y'all, but he does for me. And so she's telling them that the last Italian dinner that he made really popped off, which was a big fight between Sierra and Danielle. So we see clips of that in a wine glass throne.
Yeah, classic fight from last season. And then now we're back. Now we're finally at the Hamptons. Kymanda, their car arrives first, and Kyle pours espresso martinis. I'm surprised Chris wasn't like, espresso martinis? I'm like kind of allergic to those, so please be careful.
If I start getting sick back here, sorry guys.
Just had my first facial for girls. So then Lindsay and Carl arrive, and they arrive in the most Lindsay and Carl way, which is Carl saying, all right, babe.
Italian
yeah.
night,
huh?
Italian night, babe.
Yeah, Italian, babe. I'm Italian all about it.
That's funny, babe.
Hey, I'm going to bring your bags up now. We'll have momentum. You look great, by the way. Look at young Sophia Loren. Yeah.
Lindsay goes into the kitchen and kisses and hugs Kyle. And he's like, how are you? And she's making small talk. And he's talking how his mullet's grown an inch since they missed them last week. And she's like, And he goes, that's not the only thing that grows an inch. Or two, or three, or four.
Oh, really? How many inches you got?
So then she tells us,
Kyle and Carl finally had a conversation, but I have to be honest with you, I'm not sure
Kyle is going to make Carl's happiness a priority. Like, how he operates in business, I can't really comment on that, but what I do know is that, unfortunately, there's no friendship in business. Furthermore, there's no sandwiches in business, so that's not going to work out well.
Ma'am, there are sandwiches in business, eh? There are literally sandwich businesses. And also, there are friendships in business, and it should say something to you that you no longer have a business, okay? There is friendship in business, ma'am, okay? And you are going about this whole thing the wrong way. And it's also not Carl's job as CEO to prioritize Carl's happiness, okay?
That's
I'm
true.
I'm not really sure where you're coming from with all of this, but I'm starting to be Team Kyle, and you know what? I hate to say that.
I am Team Kyle, and honestly, she should know there is friendship in business, because that's why there's that famous saying, it's not impersonal, it's business, right?
Yeah, it's not personal. No, it's not impersonal. Oh, from Potomac.
That's just like a statement. It's not personal, it's business. I did bid play, Ronnie. I was trying to do bid play. I think Ronnie and I are perfect examples of friendship in business, by the way.
Yeah.
So, Danielle,
luckily, we don't have to do any of the business stuff, though. Yeah, we just show up to do this part.
No, our version of the business part is us being like, oh, my God, we have to do a form. Planning. Complain to each other.
Our part of the business is going, oh, my God, do you remember that password for Instagram? It's like literally texting each other. Did you just sign into Instagram or do we have a stalker?
Did you look out a hotel room for us?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
In the aftermath of a shocking crime, people always ask why. Why would someone do something like that? What could possibly push them to commit such a horrible act? Was it money? Revenge? What makes people like that tick? I'm Candace DeLong, host of the podcast Killer Psyche, where I explain the thoughts, motivation, and behaviors of the most violent figures in history. You may think you know these cases, but trust me, you do not. Using my decades of experience as an FBI agent and criminal profiler, I dig deeper into the twisted psychology of why. Many of the cases covered on Killer Psyche, I actually worked on. Like the serial killer Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber, and Dennis Rader, also known as BTK. Follow Killer Psyche wherever you get your podcast. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. If you're looking for the answer to deep philosophical questions like what is the meaning of life, I can't really help you. But I do believe that we really enrich our experience here by learning from others. And that's why in each episode, I like to talk with actors, musicians, artists, scientists, and many more types of people about how they get the most out of life. We explore how they felt during the highs and sometimes more importantly, the lows of their careers. We discuss how they've been able to stay happy during some of the harder times. But if I'm being honest, it's mostly just fun chats between friends about the important stuff. Like, if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it? Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
So Danielle arrives and Sierra's car arrives. Okay, so Carl's like, hey, need a hand? Whoa, this is heavy. It's out of the bag. Is there a dead body in here? You look great, Bob. Oh, look great. Oh, put this bag's weight on me. Oh, it's dead body weight. Whoa.
Well, yeah, it's dead body. Ah.
Well, with Gabby, you never know. You know, she probably saw cancer on the lawn. Something.
Yeah.
So then Danielle's in the kitchen and she's asking where Paige is. And Paige is not coming this weekend because her brother is home. It's his birthday. I was like, okay, well, let's see how this goes without Miss Paige and see if Lindsay gets herself into some drama without. Because, you know, I'm always accusing Paige of stirring because I think she is, which I don't really hate all that much. But it's going to be interesting to see how it goes without her, to say that.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like you are I feel like you're putting down the building blocks of a case. I feel like you're building a case that I'm like, oh, really?
You know what I am? But it's from going to debate class in junior high because I literally don't have a case. I've just been, for some reason lately, like that episode where I was nice to Katie the whole time on Vanderpump Rules, I've just really been wanting to do debate class where you just start making cases for shit you don't really believe, you know?
To quote Whitney Rose, You are a master debater. So, by the way, there are, this is semi on topic. Did you see the rumors about what the new Winter House cast is? I don't believe them. This feels wild.
I did see it.
It's like Malia from Below Deck. It's Malia, Riley from Below Deck.
Brian from Family Karma. I don't quite believe it, actually.
I don't feel like Bravo is down to intermingle the Below Decks. I feel like Bravo has its – they have their verticals. You know, you got the Below Deck world, you got the Real Housewives, and you got the youngins. And I think that they like to – they're down to mix and match all the youngins together. And they'll have people make cameos on Below Deck. But they're not about to have deckies in Winter House. That's just, it's wild. It's like having some of them, like, it's like having, like, this season on Winter House, please welcome Brian Benny, Captain Sandy, and me, Padma Lakshmi. It's like, what?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. But on Winter House, they do have that, like, half Southern Charm, half Summer House, and then a few rando kind of poor people thrown in for the fun of it. Yeah. And so maybe they'll be the random kind of poor people thrown in. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I feel like the random people are like the random poor people. I love that they're just because we don't know who they are. They're poor. They're
well, like no, it's urchins. Because they're not regular. Like the Winter House and Summer House people and Southern Charm people make a lot of money. I mean, they make good money.
Right.
But Below Deck, they pay them $5 and they only are on one season usually. So it puts them at a disadvantage. It's like they come in and they're with like legit TV people making TV money. And then they're just like, you know, eating their noodles. What do you call those noodles in the styrofoam? Those.
Cup of noodles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ramen. They, I feel like Winter House is supposed to be where they breed new talent like Andrea, but they didn't really, they were like, I think they were just merely breeding, but no breeding of new talent this season. It's like Corey and Jess.
Yeah. Well, I guess anyway, we'll see. It is getting stale, though, so I'm glad that they're changing it up if they are.
Yeah. So, so Andrea comes in. Back home. Hello, everyone. How are you? Oh, where's my beautiful little itty-bitty, tiny-weeny little bit of bitch? Where is bitch? There's no bitch. Let's see.
I was so happy for you when he came back. It's like, Ben's going to love this. That's gonna.
I know. I'm so glad to scratch up my lungs. I was like, I just got pretty much over this cold and I'm barely coughing anymore. Let me scratch up my lungs doing my Andrea impersonation.
And I love that right before he came in, Chris is like, so does he have an accent or something? And Amanda's like, yeah. And Chris is like, what? Does he like talk like he's Transylvanian or something? And Carl's like, yeah, but Italia. And Amanda's like, yeah, Italia. And Carl's like, yeah, I want to
like suck your blood out.
Your blood tastes great, by the way.
Yeah, hey. Transylvania. You look great, by the way.
Hey, who's Linda?
Who is Linda? Lindsay. You were probably trying to write Linz because I put Linz as well, and the A is right next to it.
Because I have, like, out of nowhere, Linda. With this hair, you look like a real Italian celebrity.
Yeah, like Linda is the narrator from our House Hunters Dwell Hello episodes on Wondery Plus.
Andrea has just come back to America and is looking for a summer share for lots of friends. However, he wants to be close to town and has a strict budget.
So they're all yelling and screaming, and Gabby takes one look at him, and of course she is admittedly a shallow ass, and she's in love, like immediately in love. And she's like, Andrea is the perfect male specimen. I could do a dissertation on what makes Andrea perfect and graduate with honors.
And then he has a girlfriend. And so cosmically, I want to know what I did wrong to deserve this. How?
Last night was night of passion. This Italian night will be different. Last time, we didn't make it to the tiramisu.
Yeah, well, this time we got tiramisu. So then Lindsay and Carl are excited because they have all Versace outfits.
Legit couples Versace outfits. Lindsay, you're making us hate you. Stop. call me yeah. And let me help yeah, don't you do that. I like you. This is ridiculous.
and then she's Lindsay tells Danielle, like, you're going to actually like really enjoy my outfit. I think it's basically like Versace's very first like nurse outfit that looks like a zebra.
So then Andrea's talking to Sierra, asking where Paige is, and he's going to miss her. And the guys are in the kitchen talking, and Kyle's like, now that all the women are out of your shot, what I want to know is, did you just pull all this food out of this bag and pretend you cooked it?
So then the girls are sitting outside, and Danielle is talking about how she and Gabby became best friends. They bonded over that boyfriend, that Coachella boyfriend, etc., which was not Tom Sandoval.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we don't know. It could have been Tom Sandoval for all we know.
You never know at this point. And Lindsay's like, oh my God, it's so good that you bonded. I will tell you that Carl really appreciated you because he wasn't here to defend himself. And they ended up talking on Wednesday and they cleared the air. But the problem is there's no clear solution. And yeah, because your boyfriend's not fucking showing up and doing his job, Lindsay, okay? That's a clear solution. You do your job and then you get a raise, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. It's just like a pregnancy test. Clear, blue, easy. So Andrea is inside making carbonara. And Carl's like helping. He's like, I'm like the sous. Yeah. And someone's asking like what carbonara is. It's like, and he's like, oh, it's about the crunchiness of the guanciale with the oil and the fat and the guanciale. If you imagine guanciale, it's not crispy. It's all about the guanciale. And Carl's like, yeah, because guanciale is like a cured bacon. And it's like sort of like a, it's like higher level. It's like higher level. Like it doesn't really know what it wants to be, but it probably deserves a raise. Yeah.
So back to Lindsay. Gabby's like, Lindsay's like, oh my God, was there a dog in the car? So Gabby's like, can I ask you a question? Is like whatever is going on with Carl and Kyle affect your and Amanda's relationship? And she's like, I think Amanda affected our relationship. And Gabby's like, you mean outside of them? And she's like, yeah, way before this. Long story short, she said that Carl is our employee. She works for us as in she's the boss.
And then we see a flashback. The flashback you've been waiting for all season, let's be honest, because you brought it up several times. Like, this is really the core of it and the crux of it. And here it is. Amanda at the reunion saying that Lindsay tainted Carl, basically. And Lindsay's like,
I mean, I'm out here supporting Loverboy more than her. And, like, I'm sober to support my boyfriend. I just want to remind everyone of that again. I was sober for a little bit, okay? And now she's saying I'm manipulating my boyfriend. Like, I don't understand what me making a big sacrifice, like going sober, is, like, in terms of a manipulation. I just know that he owes it to me.
This is why you always have to love Lindsay, even though she's 90% of the time wrong, because she's going around asking for a medal for being sober for her boyfriend. First of all, that's so tacky. Second of all, you're not even sober anymore for your boyfriend. Like, you want credit for being sober for like 5 minutes for your boyfriend. Come on, Lindsay.
I mean, I don't think you guys even realize, like, he wants to have a child. He said, you want to have a child?
Actually, I said guanciale is like sort of like a better bacon, different than wanting a child. Sorry, I just want to clarify real quick.
Why are you saying guanciale?
No, it's not cured bacon.
Yeah, clearly, it's like better. It's like higher level. It's like raised. It's like a raised bacon. It's like a fancy bacon.
Maya Sierra and Amanda. I'm waiting for more bacon.
Oh, no, it's not.
Maya, Sierra, and Amanda. So Maya's like, can I ask you something? From the first weekend, there seems like there's something wrong with you and Lindsay. And she's like, she's mad at me. Like, I apologized to her, and I, like, texted her, and she didn't even respond. Look, I'm just wide-eyed and innocent Amanda who has no idea why Lindsay would be upset with me.
Mm-hmm. So now they're all making room arrangements. And Andrea's continuing to cook. By the way, carbonara is like famously the pasta that chefs like to make, because at the end of the night, when everyone's gone, you can throw it together relatively quickly. And so he's been doing it for like 45 minutes. Being this, I'm like, I don't know why I'm carbonara shaming an Italian. I don't know what's
wrong. Well, you are, and you know what? This everything takes a long time. Although now I'm looking at this, I just looked it up online. This is the one. Yeah, it's just like oil. I don't think this is what he was making, though, because this looks like this is clear. This is like oil and butter and like some.
You have to have bacon. You basically have render. Listen, I learned from Anne Burrell.
She's my favorite. That's who taught me how to make the perfect gnocchi. For energy.
Mm-hmm. And it's something along the lines of like that you render the fat out of the bacon. And then in that fat, you like it's like the egg. It's like Parmesan and eggs. And you sort of like cook it slowly and it makes a creamy sauce and the pasta goes in there, yada yada. So like, yeah, meaning that like it's delicious. By the way,
doesn't his look like red sauce on the show?
No.
That's what it looks like to me. You know, no, I didn't. Maybe because I thought it was something different in my mind and I'm just seeing what I'm telling myself.
Bro,
to
were
see.
You maybe you weren't looking at the guanciale? Maybe looking
maybe,
at the
maybe I'm a delusional at the, like, fucking the really, idiot.
Yeah, like it's just like a really nice bacon. So like just take a look at it and maybe see what you're looking at the wrong thing.
It's just like really cured-ish.
It's just like a, it's like a really good, it's like a higher level bacon, basically. Yeah. It's like really, it's just, it's like bacon that's been promoted because it's been like valued by its boss. Yeah.
So Danielle is like, so you clearly still feel a certain way about all of this. And they're like, yes, clearly. So Sam is breaking down. Oh, they have to decide rooms because I guess they're doing the rotating rooms every time this time.
Yeah.
Or something. And mm-hmm. so they do that. And it's summer house. So sorry. There's a lot of notes about nothing. So,
Oh, yeah. So here's a prime example. Okay, I'm going to save you. Let me save you. I'm
drowning.
So they're cooking and everything, and Lindsay's showing Danielle pants and Versace pants, whatever. So then Sam's gotten into this cool Italian outfit. They all look really cool, by the way. I think they all look really, they're dressed sort of like chic Italian, semi-retro. So Sam is in this patterned outfit and she tells Chris, she goes, I feel like I just killed my third husband. And he goes, what does that mean? She goes, I mean, don't I look like I just killed my third husband? He goes, still lost. You know what, Chris?
So
get
dumb,
off of Bravo.
Chris.
You're dumb.
You're dumb.
You're a
you
dumb
don't belong
person.
Here. This is not for you. I thought the same thing. Like that's like the most obvious Real Housewives or Lifetime movie. Like, come on, dude, like, get out. Like you have nothing. You have nothing to offer. Okay.
Like just leave.
So everybody gets in super tacky outfits for Versace night.
And like, I'm like, they would look really good. You're like, yeah, they're all in tacky outfits.
Oh, these are tacky as hell.
I like them.
Yeah, this is terrible. So Lindsay's like, handshake to you, Sierra. May tonight's Italian dinner be better than last time. Because they were the ones who started fighting last time.
So they shake to a more peaceful dinner. And then Andrea's like, all right, everyone. I just want to make a quick toast to say the ladies all look really beautiful. You look like you just killed your third husband, right? Everyone gets that one. Anyway, listen. You guys look good as well. And I'm really happy you're here. And I want to say linguine spaghetti amore rigatoni fettuccine. Okay.
Year we talk of love and I cry. And this year I want to be more Andrea and more Andrea sexual. And I would like to know how you guys keep it sexy in the bedroom.
And so Lindsay and Carl, of course, raise their hands first. Like, no fucking matching Versace couple outfits. Shut up over there. Okay. But they do.
Yeah. And Lindsay opens up. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, I was going to say, I just love that Lindsay's opening is, well, Carl really likes zebras. It's like, everyone's like, okay. I don't know where this is going to go. We don't want to hear anymore.
Yeah. We're going to go into like animalistic shit. And so Sierra's like, oh my God, you brought Wesley Stripes to the bedroom. Come on. Which they did, right? Isn't that
they
in
did.
Their apartment? And Lindsay's like, no, but I have little boy shorts that have zebra print on them. Okay, well, you've just officially creeped out the country.
So, like, Carl really likes ring-tailed lemurs, so they're like, nope, no more.
So Maya's like, oh my God. And Sierra says, well, okay, I'll go. I'm a big toy person.
Fisher Price.
And then Sam starts talking as if she's actually in like a meeting, a creative meeting or something at her company. She goes, so I would like to align myself with toys, and I'm not going to stop myself at toys because I feel like I should contribute something unique, but I'm just aligning myself with Sierra on toys. I hope everyone's found this email well. Okay. As
cut
for
to
the
an hour
discussion,
later.
My favorite toy is, well, it's hard to explain this. It's like a small vibrator. No, it has a small remote. For example,
later.
Like one time I was finishing sex. And so like maybe if I went to the bathroom while I was out to dinner and my friend and was also
later.
There. So then I hailed this cab and we were going down to the west side. And I thought to myself, this is an interesting ride.
6 hours then, like, later. And she's so, like, and then this guy has like a remote. Like, for example, like recently I was having sex, like maybe if I went to the bathroom and you were also there and he had the remote and Lindsay goes, you can be brief though. And she goes, actually, I can't. And everyone's cracking up because it's so obvious that everyone has to laugh at it. And she's like, okay, I'm not intelligent. And also, I love dirty talk, so.
So Sierra's like, why am I not surprised that you love to talk in the bedroom, bitch?
I love the sound of my own voice. It gets me off, okay? It's like, finally, we get it. You're turned on by yourself, okay? That's all exactly. You need to say.
And then Andrea, unsurprisingly, has like a really vivid description of what he likes. He's like, I love toys. I love when a girl is masturbating in my face. And it really gets me off. Like the trick is the hook. Like that little Trevi fountain, like a real life Trevi fountain. It's going to be hot in there. I want to turn a woman's vagina into the Vatican. You know, Sistine Chapel, my finger, touch her finger, and you know what happens next.
And he's like doing the hook with his fingers and like he's charadesing it out while he's talking.
Like, whoa.
And Amanda's like, put your fingers away, please. And Gabby's like, I love a little rough play. I like a little, maybe a little spank, but like, I really don't like to be touched in bed while I'm sleeping. Keep it separate. Do not cuddle me. Okay. And Chris is like, this is why it's so hard to please women.
And then all the women just go, oh, fuck you. Yeah, oh, God. There's like 100 things that we like, and you can't figure out one of them.
And he's like, come on, guys. I mean, like, you want me to touch you? No, you're sleeping. Oh, do I touch you? Don't I touch you? And Sam's like, we just told you 100 things women like, and if you can't figure it out, that's on you.
Yeah. So now Andrea wants to go dancing. He's like, come on, I'm out here for the weekend. I want to go dance. So then they're getting changed, and then Sierra and Maya are in a room, and they're just, like, talking about dinner and how Maya says that Andrea ate all her pasta. And then Danielle...
Yeah, because this is so funny to me. Maya goes, so, how's your dinner? And Sierra goes, I didn't really eat pasta. Thank you. Thank you for not being people who pretend to eat a ton of pasta and still look like Sierra, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly. And then they're talking about how Sam was just like talking and talking and talking at dinner. We see a flashback to their drive to the Hamptons where Sam is like, well, you know, I learned that like when I was doing ballet that like, you know, sometimes you have to be on your toes. And it's like, then like another screen of her talking. And she's like, well, it's actually one of like my number one things, just like that sort of thing. And like, you know, the person I'm going to be romantically involved with is this. And, you know, the game master, you know, they pull out a card and you have to like figure out what the card is. And like, you know, there's like a baked potato.
She's just going on. And on and on, to the point where even you doing it, I'm like, shut up. Like, it was making me crazy. And like, I'm one to talk, right? And so Danielle's,
I also want to know what the game was that she was describing, by the way. Yeah. You talk about the game master.
I don't think anyone ever found out. And Maya's like, she has to go to Gab. I'm going to talk to her. And so she like goes to talk to her about it. Meanwhile, Carl and Lindsay are posing, looking at each other like, look, we're a romantic couple who are in love with each other. And Amanda's taking their picture. She's like, say babe a lot. Like,
babe.
So then Maya pulls Sam to talk in the closet. And she's like, I want to say this to you in the nicest way possible. And also while I still have a chance to talk since I am in a conversation with you, I think you speak too much. And I'm not telling you to be quiet. I'm not coming for you. I believe that you have the best heart because you've described it in immense detail, but you speak too much.
It's a me thing. It's always a me thing. It's because I can't shut the fuck up. She goes, oh, don't get in your head about it. I'm just like, trying to help you. She's like, I've always said to my friends, like, I wish I could let you guys talk without interrupting you, but I can't because I'm just like so annoying and like no one wants more of me. Nobody's ever asked me for more of me because I give so much.
I love that she twisted that into something about like, that she, you know, talking so much doesn't mean that you give a lot. It just means that you just give, you don't give yourself so much. Don't give yourself over.
You're sucking the air out of the room. Okay.
Yeah. You're suffocating everybody.
Yes.
You're taking too much.
I was dying because this is all taking place behind the closed door of the pantry, you know, which is usually where people go to fuck. But this is the, like the girl season. So it's like where we go confront each other kindly. With each other's issues. I was like, does Carl want to fuck somebody in here? Come on, this is summer house. So I was like, well, that's like an aspect of your personality, and there's so much more to you than that. I mean, you have to remind yourself of that. So I was like, I'm such a giver.
You're so much more than just like talking a lot. I mean,
you don't realize this, but someday you might just be the girl that, you know, dated a guy who then dated Madonna. Like, there's so much more to you.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Saturday, June 16th. Wait, this couldn't say June 16th. It must be July 16th.
I think, yeah. So now, well, it's at the club. They're at the shot. They're doing shots. They're dancing. And now they're back home. It's 1:30 in the morning. And then Carl and Lindsay come in, and Carl's like, after you. Come on in, babe.
Thanks, and they babe.
No problem, babe. Hey, you want to go up to the bedroom?
You want to go? I'm going to go to the bedroom.
Yeah, babe. I want to go to the bedroom. We're yeah, the bedroom. Let's go up there. Oh, wow, it's a bedroom. Here, she can close the door. I love the door.
I'm going to close the door, babe. Do you want me to give you a hug, so well. Babe?
I would love
babe,
a hug.
Give you a hug? I'm giving you a hug, babe. Hey, babe. Do you want to go down, babe? Because if you don't want to go down, I'll get into bed with you, babe.
Yeah, let's get on the bed. This is a great bed. This is almost like the guanciale bed, so I love it.
Everyone else is dancing on tables, and it just keeps cutting back to them being like, babe, babe,
babe, babe. Y'all, I'm happy to stay here, babe. Y'all. This is like such a very different summer for me. Like, in summers past, I was probably like the last one home. Like, drunk every weekend. Like, this summer, I have like everything I need at the end of the night right here. Plus, like, Carl put like this like stack of cured meat on my nightstand, so like, I really have everything.
I think he wants to have my baby.
He keeps talking about wanting to have a child. Guanciale. Okay, sure. I do want to have a child. My eggs are like 28 years old. No, guanciale.
So everybody goes to bed. Kyle's wasted. He's like, yes, thanks for coming out. Where are the cookies? I want cookies. Where are the goddamn cookies? My help. So he goes through the house to find Maya, but it's Danielle in the room instead. And he's like, I'm so confused why you're in here, but the way I can be honest in the moment last weekend, that the reason I said that is because you're coming in hot. And then, like, he's like, Carl's in a relationship, which is great. I love it. Get the fuck out of here. Get out of my room, you drunk, fucking, aging frat boy. Get out.
No. Still on your side, though. So then Carl's like, meanwhile in bed, Carl's like, hey, remember when I said I would walk to Tokyo? Well, we're talking outer space now, and that's supposed to be a compliment, although I see now as I say it out loud that it's really another example of me changing my plan midway through. Okay.
Literally making plans that I can't follow through on. So
yeah, so I guess I got distracted with my main goal of walking to Tokyo because now it's hard to go to Auschwitz.
I hate this couple thing. I hate when couples do this, and I hate when people do it with me. Like when you're dating, when you're with somebody and they're like, oh,
remember when I said I'd walk all the way to Tokyo for you? Yeah. We're talking outer space now.
Gross. Fucking like get a job. Get a hobby. What the fuck is wrong with you? Says that.
I just feel like I'd prefer he would, like, how about you walk somewhere where there you can actually, like, breathe? Oh, I don't know. Like, somewhere you could actually, like, you wouldn't, your insides wouldn't just explode out of you. I don't know.
I can't wait to go to Mars for you, where the atmosphere will be so heavy that my body breaks into a million pieces.
I love being a literalist with his, like, romantic, like pillow talk. I'm like, excuse me, sir, you can't walk. But never mind the fact that you can't walk to space. girl, there's like no walkway to space.
Also, Mars' atmosphere is lighter than ours because their gravity is less.
Yeah, that's what I'm at.
I just feel like I've been so busy. Like, I'm like VP of sales, but like I'm also making these like personal appearances in outer space.
So back to Kyle, he's like, yeah, you know, Danielle, there are times when I'm trying to understand the dynamics with Carl and Lindsay. Just be honest. And Danielle's like, yeah, me too. Like, it took months for me to be normal about it. And he gets to Lindsay going,
that's how much you love me? That's a lot of loving.
That's like so much love that you would find a way to actually like physically walk into space where your body would be crushed by the atmosphere. Like, that's like so much.
Cuts to Danielle, like, yeah, I completely distanced myself because, like, I don't know how to be around that, you know? Like, Carl said he would walk to Tokyo. What the fuck, dude? Like, I'm still trying to figure it out.
I'm still trying to figure out the LIRR, and he's already walking to Tokyo. Can he help me out? Can he get me an Uber? So Danielle's like, you know, I knew Lindsay and Carl being a couple would make things different, but I didn't know how different it would be. Like, normally Lindsay and I are inseparable, but with Carl, it's like we were like the tres amigos. And now it just feels like Lindsay and Carl, and it's hard to figure out where I fit in. So I just try to defend him where I can.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, I don't speak to them, and they completely blow me off now, so can't wait to get in another fight with you about them. And Kyle's like, yeah, well, it just makes it simpler. Everything was great, so she ruined it.
So now it's the next morning, and people are waking up, and Sam starts following Andrea on Instagram, and then Gabby tells us, you know, I think it's like all fun and games to say I would like jump at the chance to be with Andrea, but there's definitely a part of me that's like not ready to be dating yet. Like, my past relationship really took a toll on me. Like, honestly, I'm trying to recover that. Like, he literally cheated on me while seeing Post Malone at a tent somewhere. Okay, it was mortifying.
So then Carl and Lindsay go to the bathroom to fuck in the morning, get their morning fuck on. And everybody's just doing morning stuff. Sam calls her best friend. And she's like, hey, bestie, how are you? Don't really care. You know not to answer. And her mom's like, I know, honey. And
yeah, because her best friend bestie is her mom,
Christine.
It's a classic. Aww. She's basically stealing Gabby's storyline, because Gabby's thing is like, oh, my God, I love my parents. My parents are like my best friends. Oh, my God, my sister's like my best friend. We're like just like all best friends together. So now Sam's doing the best friend thing. And she's like, if you could have like a twin who's older than you, it would be me and my mom. Yeah, we share a brain. We even have a party trick where like someone will ask a question and she'll look at me and I'll say what she was going to say. It's crazy. Like, here, try it out. Like, ask my mom what 7 + 3 is. Okay.
What's 7 + 3, Christine?
I'm going to answer for you, mom. I'm going to answer for you, mom. It's 10. Such a good trick.
But like, when I'm in a room like that, I kind of like, mom, look, here's the problem. Like, there's cool people here, but like, there's big personalities. And like, when I'm in a room like that, you know, like people that I want to like not compete with, but like just like want to be more, you know what I mean? And like one girl said last night, like a little less joking, like feels like I'm just like, she told me to be quiet, you know, like feels like the age old, like I'm too much for everyone. You know what I mean? Like, I think back to like, oh my God, I think back to like my exes who were like, you're too much and it's embarrassing. You know what I mean, mom? And her mom's like, oh no, she tells us that throughout college. Oh, this is sad.
Well, this, like, this is like, wait, well, you describe what she says and I will describe what they're showing us on screen while she tells her sad story.
Throughout college, I dated this guy who was 2 years older than me.
Picture of Sam with a noisemaker in her mouth.
And through this entire relationship in college, this guy like beat it into me that I was like too much.
I actually didn't write down anything else that she, any other images. It was just funny that like she's telling her sad story and it's like, look at her with that like noise. Sam
standing next to a pony. Every time I would laugh a little too loud or get a little too excited. Sam playing Nintendo Switch on a bus.
I know. Like,
he would say, could you be a little less?
Sam getting her nails done.
She's like, I thought I was over feeling insecure about that. And the mom's like, listen, you're used to filling a space. And you know, daddy's sort of like that too. And you shouldn't ever dim your light to, okay. You're a terrible mother, Christine. Okay.
Listen, you know what? She shouldn't ever dim her light, but we also don't want to leave the light on all night long. So let's have reasonable hours.
Listen, you do need to dim your light if your light is a fucking spotlight that's on constantly the entire show.
Okay? You know what? You don't have to dim your light, but you also don't need to have the brights on all the time when you drive. Sometimes you sort of – it doesn't mean you can't see the road still. It just means that you will let other people not be blinded and drive off the road.
You shouldn't ever dim your light, but you should shut the fuck up every once in a while. You know what I mean? Like, that's the mom you need.
Don't dim your light, but also consider not – actually being a light. Maybe consider different.
Maybe different consider being a human being that isn't sucking the fucking air out of the room. How about that?
Maybe consider being a different appliance.
So her mom is like, yeah, to hell with anyone who thinks you're too much. I don't think you are. Oh my God, you're a terrible fucking mother. That's it. You're a horrible, abusive person, and you've littered the world with a narcissistic little idiot who's never going to shut the fuck up. Thanks.
Yeah. So now Kyle's going to go work out and stuff. And then Sam and Maya are hugging and stuff. And Andrea's drinking coffee. Oh, this coffee is disgusting. Alexi. And then Carl and Z, they're going to, hey, you want to go on a run in the park? Oh, maybe if we run hard enough, we'll get to outer space. What do you think? You want to go?
Well, let me say the secret word.
Babe.
Babe.
So they go.
And then Yes, I love your baby. So then Chris and Kyle are working out, and Chris is working out with one of those rolling wheel things where you put your hands on handlebars. What's it called?
I don't know, but in year 2000, when I was a senior in college, I bought one of those off an infomercial because I was like, this will get me into shape. And it was not.
My papa gave that to me one time when I was a kid. And he's like, well, you know, I'm not telling you what to do, but this might be fun for you.
And they're hard. Like,
how dare you? And also, it was so hard. And every time I think of one, I think of my papa. Fat shape.
Yeah, you're not going to improve your abs because it's so hard you can't do it at all.
You know? You just break your fucking back.
You fall on your
I do
face.
Need some core strength though. I need all kinds of strength. I need mental strength, core, any kind of strength anyone has to offer. Shoot it my way, okay? So they're working out, and Carl's like, you know, I think we could have had way more fun last night. I've come to the conclusion that Carl has a voice in his ear.
Yeah, I do. It says, hey, let's go on a nature walk. So now we have Lindsay and Carl.
Yeah, but do you know who's telling you that Carl has a voice in your ear? The voice in your ear. Why are we pretending that there's no voice in your ear? Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All of you, you're all couples. You're all voices in each other's ear.
Yeah. So now Carl and Lindsay are walking in the park. And it's basically like footage from Lindsay's phone. And she's like, Babe loves nature walks. He's like, what? I said, you love nature walks? Y'all love nature walks.
Yeah, he left me in the rocks. Look at him walking ahead of me. Look, it's turkeys. Good thing it's not November.
Hey, there's a chipmunk. Watch. Out. Because here we come. It's a chipmunk song. You know what I'm saying?
She's like, is it going to attack you? Because the squirrel was like, or whatever it was like running up to him and then running a circle around him and then looking at him and like bracing itself and then running at him again. What the hell?
Yeah, well, you know, things have been like, I just have like overdue to have a conversation with that chipmunk. But, you know, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
So they return, and Lindsay's like, we went to a nature park!
And then they are setting up, like, a slumber party, because that's what tonight is, because apparently they don't do house parties on this show anymore.
Okay,
so,
Paige, who never gets out of bed, misses the slumber party. How is that fair? They finally do a Paige-themed event, and she's not there to enjoy it. That's not cool.
I know. So then Sierra pulls Kyle to talk about Amanda because she's really concerned about Amanda not having her period in several months. So she goes and she tells Kyle that Amanda was talking about her fertility journey and it's been like 9 or 10 months. And, you know, she's basically saying like she should go to a doctor because it's concerning and you don't want to mess around with your reproductive organs, you know.
And Kyle, like, you know, and I'm glad she had this conversation with Kyle because you can see why Amanda doesn't want to talk to Kyle about it because this is Kyle's reaction. Yeah, well, I mean, who would be soul crushing if she can't have kids? Well, he said, if we can't have kids. I'm like, yeah, that's not really the reaction you're going to need to be giving Amanda. Okay?
Yeah, don't you're gonna put need that more pressure of, like, on her.
Yeah, you're going to need to work on that reaction. So.
Yeah. So now time for the pajama party. So Sierra climbs onto the sofa and she goes, oh, this is a great couch for slumbering. And Chris goes, no, it's a slumber party, not a slumber go to sleep. Thanks, Chris.
You know, do you know what slumbering is?
Bravo. God. You know, this it's so painful.
It feels like a running joke at this point, you know? Like when Murphy Brown would come in like every new episode, was it every episode or every season secretary. And have a different secretary, you know? Yeah. It's kind of like that. They're just going to have a new dumb straight guy every single season. I don't think we've missed one.
Like, honestly, I would have preferred Corey instead of Chris at this point. Corey had some personality and this fucking pearl necklace. You know, on Love Island UK, all the guys wear pearl necklaces and pearl like bracelets. It's, I guess it's a trend. And yeah, Corey did not start it. Okay, I'm not gonna
I
say
think
Corey's
that's
art.
A Harry Styles thing, isn't it?
Oh, maybe. Either way, Corey came on to Wonder House acting like he started it. Because he's like, yeah, I love pearls. Because my grandma wears pearls. So why not wear pearls? So he acted like he invented it. Turns out it's like already a thing. So fuck you, Corey.
Yeah, fuck off, Corey. Ben just went from pitching you to be on this show full time to
so you're a pearl plagiarist.
Yeah, is your grandmother Harry Styles? You fucking loser.
Yeah.
So then Maya and Sierra are in bed, and Maya's like, you know what's crazy? When I open my maps, it suggests we go to Oliver's house. And Sierra's like, that sounds fun. Should we go?
Can we redefine our definitions of crazy, though? I don't think it's that crazy.
Yeah, it's not really. So then Amanda is giving boys PJs, and they have their bottoms, but you have to wear white Toms. And then Andrea comes out, and he's wearing like a totally cheesy model Speedo type underwear with a big old Dioc. And he shows everybody his package, and Kyle's like, whoa, hey, Gonzo called.
Yeah. By the way, I feel like Andrea, I think he was expecting like a big party weekend. There must be some reason why there's no parties yet. Like, there must be, maybe there's an issue with the zoning because they got into trouble with the bedrooms. Maybe there's also an issue with outdoor parties. Probably someone complained. I'm going to say someone complained. Why would a zoning board know about the bedroom situation unless a neighbor who hated this show was like, I'm going to get them in trouble because I see that they're not using their
bedroom properly. Yeah, I think so. And this show needs it. You know, they need the outdoor parties. We can't just watch people in the living room.
I mean, I don't mind it so far. It's been okay, but like, we need to have our big parties back.
Yeah, I mind it. I need more than a living room. Okay, just find a different house. You know, we were talking on a recap earlier this week about Bravo just being lazy about shit. This is a lazy thing. If you were zoned out of a home that you couldn't use anymore, don't follow the rules. Go find a different house and fuck that house up. This is summer house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
So then Amanda gets on top of Kyle. He's on all fours, and she's like kind of riding him because she just tried to pull down his underwear to show Andrea his version of pajamas. So he's on top of her, and Kyle's like, hey, so wait, you're like, haven't had a period in 9 months? You're not going to tell me? She's like, Kyle, you counted?
No, actually, Tiara told me, but yeah, you should really go. And she's like, I'm scared. And she's like scared like of what the doctor might say. And I was sort of thinking that Kyle would say, listen, babe, don't be scared. I'll go with you. It'll be okay. But instead he's like, you need to communicate to me better. I was like, let's go with everything's going to be okay. And I got you back.
Yeah. No matter what happens, I'm here. If something is wrong, we'll make it right. We'll find a way around it or something. And so, she's just still on top of him. And Carl's like, oh, you guys, are you talking? Amanda says, well, I was playing with him, but then he turned into real shit. And she's just still like there flopped on top of him. So then now Andrea walks in with these tie-dyed pants, but now a big old bulge because he's pulled his pants all the way up to his chest.
Yeah.
So then he's dancing. Some people are trying to have fun, but then some, you know, are sad. Like Amanda's telling herself in the mirror, I don't want to talk about my reproductive system anymore.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, ass and titties, my favorite time is 69. And then now it's finally time for the slumber parties. They're all gathered around. There's some, like, chicken nuggets. They're eating them. And they're going to play some fun games, but not spin the bottle. I was like, well, now spin the bottle would have actually been more, I was like, well, at least you guys will be kissing each other and getting mad at each other. But Danielle instead says, I have a game. It's called Stir the Pot. I was like, I guarantee that's not a game.
So stupid. I'm so sick of this. I have a game with her printed cards or whatever. So she's like, brace yourselves, guys, for a Danielle game. Nobody is going to brace themselves for a Danielle game. Okay. So she tells the game, it's basically asking questions off cards. So yeah. Sam goes first. And she's like, who's the most likely to have a sugar daddy or mama? You know, I'm going to say, like, I love sugar. I love dads. But I especially love my mom because we look exactly alike. Like, we're sisters. We're basically, like, the same person. So, yeah, you know, I love fashion. And that's Sunday just morning. It. That's what I do. Yeah.
Sunday afternoon.
Oh, my God. I think my friend still has a remote because my vagina Sunday just morning. Tingled. Is that weird? Oh, my eggs. Poached eggs. I don't really even know what those are. I thought Sunday they were afternoon. Scrambled. Chinese food. God, chicken tastes differently when it's on next Chinese weekend. Food. Doesn't. Squares. Squares are so much better than circles because circles are just like so
repetitive. Ask the question.
I'm going to say Gabby. So Gabby's like, actually, I'm lazy as shit and I want a lot of nice things. So, yeah. So then Sierra goes, and hers is who's the horniest, and she's like, Andrea, just take the damn car.
Are you sure for real, Alexi? And then Lindsay is like, who would you be most afraid to break up with? And everyone goes, you.
Yeah. Oh, hilarious. And so we get the greatest Lindsay's, you know, disastrous relationship clips. 2016.
I am going to sleep at a guy's house tonight with a guy. In a bed.
2017.
You better bow to my feet and prove it.
All right. Oh, so
2019.
Good.
Fuck you, you fucking pussy, to Carl.
And then 2020.
What have you done for me? How many sandwiches have you made me?
So now we have, and now comes long awaited revenge from Jules from season 4, where
that's what I thought too.
So in season 4, I think it was season 4 that Jules was on, they played one of these games, and one of the questions was, who is the person? It was either like, who's the person you would leave to die in a burning building?
if you could save everybody but one person from a burning building, who would you leave?
And Amanda was like, Jules, sorry, just I know these people better. Or something like that, where basically like the question was, Jules. They would leave Jules. It was so cruel. Like, there was such an easy way out of it. Like, you could just be like, oh, that's stupid. I would save you all. I don't care what the card says. But she was like, Jules. Sorry, Jules. I'd leave you to burn and die in a burning building.
Yeah, the only person that, like, was having trouble, like, making friends and stuff. They were so mean. And whenever I feel guilt, like, Ronnie, why are you so angry at this show? Like, you shouldn't have this much hatred sometimes. Like, I'm traumatized by past seasons. They were so mean to Jules.
They were so mean. She said
that, and then the way that everybody else ganged up on her too. Like, remember Hannah was like, oh, "Whatever, that's just how we are here." And then Carl's like, "Yeah, like she just doesn't fit in."
It was so bad. So now, flash forward.
Hannah Danielle's was on that card. Season, right? Is that in my mind?
Yeah, because Hannah and Paige came in season 3. Hmm.
Okay.
So Danielle. So now Danielle has a question that goes, who do you trust the least? So she goes, I've thought about it.
That's even worse.
She's like, Long Island Railroad. I trust it the least. It gets me late every single season. But in the curveball, I can't, in the sense of like, I can't see what's coming next, I'm going to go with Amanda. And Amanda's like, wait, what?
Because Amanda's head is just back, like, staring into space. And she goes, what? And
Lindsay goes, I agree, agreed.
Yeah, Lindsay's like, agreed. And Sierra says, you're a curveball? And Amanda says, yeah, wait, I'm a curveball? You can't trust me? What? And Kyle's like, oh, hey, wait a minute. How does she know? How does she know you're a curveball? And Amanda starts like, oh.
Well, at least you're like a curveball that's not burning in a building.
So yeah, at least no one left your, but no one left you in a fucking toaster oven, you asshole.
So now Amanda's like crying. I'm still not totally sure. Danielle has some sort of thing where she's like, well, no, because it's like you're a friend with this person and then with that person.
She's trying to, she's just doing it for Lindsay. Lindsay's sitting there, you know?
And so Lindsay's like, this doesn't have to be unpacked as a group, which is funny because it's literally a group game. So Amanda's like, well, let me cordon myself off as an individual because no one wants to be around me because no one can trust me.
So she like runs off crying and Danielle's like, why is she so upset? So then Gabby and Sam and Amanda are in the bathroom and Gabby's like, oh my God, you're hurt. She goes, yeah, it hurt my heart. Like, that felt very personal to me. And then back to Danielle telling Sierra, like, the curveball to me is sometimes Amanda's a friend of Lindsay's and a friend of mine, but then she changes it. Okay, so it's about Lindsay. Danielle, fucking A, dude.
Stop. So Lindsay's like, I mean, you can't bring anything up to her because this is how the reaction is every single time you try to say something. Like, Carl, like, literally tried to have a baby with her once, and, like, this is how she reacted.
No, I was just offering her. I was just saying, like, guanciale, do you want, like, does she want some guanciale?
And so Sierra's like, well, is there something specific that's happened with you guys? And Lindsay's like, are you kidding me right now? I get called manipulative when I'm sober from my boyfriend?
I was sober with my boyfriend. I don't know if anyone heard about that, but I was.
And she says, the things that Amanda said about me is so fucked up. And Kyle's wasted, of course. Like, is he ever not? He's like, it's so stupid, dude. And Sierra's saying, well, look, I get that that's you and her, Lindsay, but I mean, Danielle, you know, the one who just caused all this. Like, what's your problem with Amanda? And Danielle doesn't have an answer. So she goes, There's just so many undertones.
So, yeah, and Sierra's basically like, you know, she tells us, you're supposed to be minding your business and you're piggybacking on Lindsay again. You just get yourself caught up in their shit time and time again. And, like, not every battle, like, has to be their battle, right? So, so Sierra's telling her that, like, listen, you know, Lindsay, like, Amanda's accepted that you guys are not going to be best friends, but you'll coexist. And she feels like she's trying, but she doesn't ever get anywhere, which... It's funny that Sierra's saying all this because she's literally doing what Danielle for Amanda, what Danielle's doing for Lindsay, but like, we'll allow it.
Right. Because it's not
a pattern.
It's gross. You know what I mean? It's like constant. It's like year 7 of this. It's just, she doesn't ridiculous. Fuck
up. Like, Danielle bucks up for Lindsay, where yeah, other people may like explain other people's perspectives, you know?
She's standing up for a friend in a situation that was truly fucked up. She's not coming for someone for her friend, like as yeah. her. We, yeah, I don't know. It's gross. So then Sierra's like, yeah, she said she's accepted. You guys might not be friends, but like, she feels like she's trying. And Lindsay has a monologue like, she's not trying anything. I put in so much effort to have her continue to like to be mean to me. And if she has a fucking problem, come to me and say, hey, let's talk about this, Lindsay. Like, your serious boyfriend and my husband work together. Instead, what she did was say, you tainted him and he works for me.
No one has ever come to me and said, hey, Linz, how do you feel about this? Like, hey, you just like tell me how I feel. Like, everything I do is like wrong. Like, I date him and I'm the wrong one. Like, he speaks up at work and it's because of me. Everything I do is like, according to Amanda, is like my fault. Which is yes. funny because technically everything you do in life is your fault because you yeah, do it.
Everything you do is your fault. Yes.
Oh, and, so it's my fault that I was sober for my boyfriend for a little bit?
Yes, it is your fault. Also, you know, while the past is important in any relationship, to any argument, right? And I think it's important that we don't forget that this all started when Amanda started coming around the house and she was on like one season or whatever. And she wasn't really bonded with everybody because it was before Paige. It was before they brought the young cast in. It was still when it was just the old people, you know, like the Lindsays and the Kyles. And Amanda was like this young girl trying to fit in and trying to make friends. And then Lindsay didn't invite her to her New Year's party. Remember? Wasn't
yeah,
that
there was
the
whole thing. It was, and remember they cut Amanda out of photos.
Yeah, it's she was cutting Amanda out of pictures for no reason.
There's a lot of history with this group.
There was like, literally no reason for that. And that's where all of this started, as far as I can remember. Do you remember something earlier than that?
Just her being born. So Kyle's like, I mean, that did technically happen beforehand. So Kyle's
is
like,
that my fault? I was
is
born?
Is that my fault she was born?
Dude, I'm so fucking over this shit. Like, Lindsay just made my life so complicated. And Maya's like, why are you focusing on Lindsay when Danielle made the comments? And Kyle's like, wow, because Danielle's Lindsay's mouthpiece. So then Amanda's like stomping around. She's like, literally, this has been like the last 7 years of my life. And it's like, oh, sorry, I'm doing Lindsay voice. Literally, this has been the last 7 years of my fucking life. It's like constantly, and I don't have a problem with you and you don't have a problem with me. Like, I'm over it. I'm just going to go to bed. Ugh.
And so she's doing this while she's walking past the party. She's like, everybody's watching her and she's just talking to herself. And she's like, I'm over it. And she just goes up the stairs and they're all just watching her. And Kyle goes, oh, she's baby. It's like, I'm not doing this, Kyle. It's like, fucking Lindsay. I don't care. So he's like, Danielle's living in the shadow of Lindsay. Like, God, she's a sabotage. She's like a saber-toothed tiger. Those are scary.
So Amanda's just like sobbing in bed. He's like, hold on, I'm going to go lose my mind. I'll be right back. So he goes back in. And Danielle's like, I mean, I didn't mean to fully stir the pot the way I did. It's just the name. And Lindsay goes, it's the name of the game. And Carl goes, ha, 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 ha. That was a good one. That was hilarious, Lindsay. Babe, that was so funny. I would walk to Tokyo and then to outer space and then like walk back and be like, hey, is there a Lululemon here? And I'll be like, yeah, because I'm in New York. So I walked I did the whole thing. It was great. It's a great trip.
So Danielle's like, Kyle, why was she crying though? And he's like, oh, because he said you don't trust her. Maybe that's you know, dresser. It's like, well, it wasn't mean to be a gunshot wound, but I would like to have a more open dialogue with Amanda, and I expressed that by humiliating her in a group game. Man, what aren't you getting?
Yeah, and Sierra's like egging on Lindsay, like, you should have a conversation. Have a conversation. And Lindsay's like, I texted my feelings a couple of months ago, so I think it's done. And Carl's like, yeah, well, she apologized and you never responded. And like, Carl, I love you, man, but be careful what you're dating here, okay?
Oh, so here goes Kyle. He always goes too far. He's like, be careful what you're dealing with, master manipulator. My wife deserves better. She's tried so many fucking times with you, and now she's just fucking like... And Danielle's like, Kyle, I don't think we should do this. He goes, I don't give a fuck, dude. People don't know the real side of Lindsay. She's an evil, conniving bitch. So good luck to my best friend, because you're fucking psycho.
So much for that conversation at the top of the episode of, hey, if there's like some tension between our girlfriends, we should talk about it. So Danielle turns to Carl. She goes, this is when you stand up and you say something to Carl. Come on, say something. And Carl's like, no, I'm going to let him bury himself, much like that chipmunk probably did after I tried to attack me on the nature walk. Did you see that video? It took a sweet video.
Meanwhile, Danielle's crying like an idiot for no reason. It's like, no, I think you do not sit there, Carl. And Carl's like, my wife honestly is the nicest person ever. And when people who are actual assholes and actual bitches get their way, honestly, it makes me fucking sick. Fucking psycho.
Oh, I'm the bad person, so it's Carl, my fault.
Carl, stand up and say something to him. Carl, say something.
And Carl does look like totally stressed. He's like, don't worry, darling. Don't worry, darling. He's got this like,
oh my god, babe.
So Danielle's crying. Say something to him. And Kyle just walks out on the lawn. He's just yelling to himself. He's like, everybody, give Lindsay fucking Hubbard so much power.
Yeah. And then, and to be continued. So, I don't know.
It always kills me when they have a fight and they end in the friends font. Every time it makes me laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of feel like Carl should have said something. Like, yo, you're taking it too far. Like, whatever. Like, he just sat there sort of.
Of course. But he sees the truth, too. Like, listen, if you're with somebody, you have to have that person's back, especially Lindsay. Because if he says anything, Lindsay is going to put him in a meat grinder. But he also is not an idiot. He sees the truth. He sees what Danielle's doing, that Danielle's starting all this shit with Amanda for Lindsay, you know? And he knows that Lindsay's hates Amanda. And so he's just like, oh, I'm going to stay out of that. But you can't do that, Carl. Yeah. Can't do it.
Just waiting for marching orders from Lindsay.
Yeah.
Carl, say something? So anyway, we'll see how this all resolves. We'll probably be like, Bro, you're like my best friend. Like, why do you say that? Sorry, man. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah, bro. It's all good. It's all good. Sorry. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, the guys will be like that. And then Lindsay and Amanda are just going to hate each other's guts for life. I mean, there's no changing that, you know?
Love it. Love that for us.
Love that for us.
Everyone, we'll be back later with some Below Deck. And we have New Jersey later this week. Of course, Vanderpump Rules in Charlotte. So get your tickets at watchacrappins.com. And Miami reunion recap is going to happen in Atlanta. So we will see you on the road, or we'll just see you here on the internet. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, She Don't Take No Baloney. Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas,
She Don't Miss No Trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, She Has No Last Namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, You Can't Have a Burger Without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, She Only Uses Her Power for Good. Can't Stop Fanning Over Tina Manning.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's Get Real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't Get Salty with Christine Pepper. Better Do What She Says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't Have a Meal Without the Emily Sides. Undo Your Fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
Nobody Holds a Candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My
favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's a good hobby, it's Lauren Hobgood.
We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch Your Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.